I hear what you're saying, and I follow your arguments, but you're wrong. Here's Why by Ian Wolfe.
Is your privacy the latest victim in the war on terror? Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard has announced that the current system where employees need to give consent for their email to be read, and where any wiretapping powers need the warrant of a judge, are to be overturned in favour of making employers judge and policemen. Employers will be given policing powers to read the private emails of their employees without consent. The rationale is that this will stop networks of private companies being used to cause problems with essential services, like electricity. The only known case of an essential service going down due to the abuse of a private network is the rolling blackouts caused in California. However, the criminals were not the employees, but the executives of Enron. So giving this power to the executives might be like giving the keys to the henhouse to the fox. Now, the only way that emails can hurt an electronic network infrastructure is if they contain a virus attachment. Email attachments are automatically opened up in Outlook, which is why Outlook and Outlook Express are the vehicle of choice for virus programmers. Most bosses and managers use Outlook and Outlook Express, which would execute the virus code and infect the network. So this terror law won't actually achieve any prevention in crime. It's pretty easy and common practice to filter incoming emails anonymously to stop viruses and worms. Is Australia sleepwalking into a police state? Students at Sydney High School certainly think so. The New South Wales state government has forced compulsory finger scanning in schools for attendance. Even when parents don't give permission, pupils are forced to have their fingers scanned for roll call. This is in direct contravention of the Data Protection Act. Truancy is not a major problem in New South Wales schools. This policy was never publicly announced, but it has been discussed at the state parliament level. Six public schools are currently using the New South Wales Department of Education policy to scan children's fingers for roll call. At Coringai High School, the system has been suspended after complaints from a Year 10 student about intimidation and bullying from staff when he refused to comply with their voluntary system. The principals who use the finger scanning technology claim that individually scanning over 1,000 students to a network computer system every day is cheaper than roll calling by voice and paper. The system works by having all the students put their fingers on the scanner and having their fingerprints match up with computerised records. However, the principals also say that no records or fingerprints are kept. Most ear, nose and throat diseases are spread by hand, but so far no comments been made on how infectious these finger scanning terminals have become during the trial. Of course, fingerprint scanning technology has already been easily fooled. One technique is to use fingers made from Play-Doh, moulded to fit the fingerprints. In Germany, a hacker group concerned about the government threats to privacy have published in their magazine a plastic foil containing the German Interior Minister's fingerprint. If you're going to fake it, why not fake the guy who's watching you? The group used social engineering to grab a glass used by Minister Wolfgang Schäuble during a panel discussion. The minister wants fingerprint scans to be included in the ePass smart card. There are now over 4,000 copies of his fingerprint in circulation, and it may become available over the internet. Premier Maurice Yemmer has distanced his government from their own policy by stating that it's up to the schools whether or not they use the technology. Department of Education's plan to collect and share the fingerprint scans of schoolchildren seems likely to be safe unless somehow children gain access to Play-Doh.
Next up, the Exxon Singers with Efficiency.
Efficiency, efficiency, speaking governmentally, efficiency is in a sorry state. And business takes it on the chin. Who can be efficient and still regulate? Reasonable government guidelines. Now that's okay. We don't mind if the government has its fair say. But too much control, now that just gets in the way.
If you'd like to hear more stories, then subscribe on the website www.hereswhy.tk.